I'm Chanel Verani, and this is Our Island Universe. The last 50 years has been a golden age for the robotic exploration of our solar system. We've sent spacecraft to the giant gas planets and even to the outer fringes of the Kuiper Belt. Voyager 1 has already left our solar system, with Voyager 2 not far behind. Moreover, sending rovers to land on other worlds is something we routinely plan for now. But to me, it is incredible to realize that sending robotic rovers to explore other worlds only began 46 years ago, when on November 10, 1970, the Soviet Union launched Lunokhod 1. Lunokhod 1, Russian for Moonwalker, was the first remote-controlled robot to freely move across the surface of another world for the first time. Arriving on November 17, 1970, it touched down in the Sea of Rains. During its 322 days of operation, the rover would explore the lunar surface during the day, stopping occasionally to recharge its batteries via its solar cells. At night, the rover hibernated until the next sunrise, heated by its onboard radioactive source. Over the course of its lifetime, Lunokhod traveled 6.5 miles, returned more than 20,000 TV images, and 206 high-resolution panoramas. It also performed 25 lunar soil analyses with its X-ray fluorescence spectrometer. Lunokhod 1, a 7-foot-long rover powered by 8 independent wheels, held the durability record for space rovers for more than 30 years, until a new record was set by the Mars exploration rovers Spirit and Opportunity. Today we have had spacecraft land on Venus and Mars, with the Red Planet having been visited by more spacecraft than any other world. All of that began 46 years ago when we landed a rover on the moon. What will the next 46 years look like? Will we have a human colony on the moon? Or maybe even Mars? I am Chanel Verani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.